Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 370. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another Friday show where I play your questions and simply answer them. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook with permission from the authors. Like I've said before, if you sent in a question and I haven't answered it yet, please keep listening. I will get to it, I promise. In fact, today's question was from, I think, March of this year. So again, please continue sending in those questions. I listen to every one and I promise I will get to answering them. If you want to send in your own question, I'll let you know how to do that at the end of the show. So for now, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
I kind of have a double question. My first one is, I am currently, last time I weighed myself, I was at 139 pounds, and I want to be at my goal weight of 115 pounds by June 23rd. If that's not too fast. And I was wondering what recommendations you have for me, what advice you have for me, if I could get to that point by then. And this might tie into that too. I have two muscles in my stomach that are not together like they should be. What exercises would you recommend for that? And yeah, I hope this is clear enough. Thanks a lot. I love your show. You do a good job. Keep it up.
Hi, Rosanna. Thank you for your question. Thank you for being a subscriber and for your feedback. Realistic weight loss is a question I get quite often. I've mentioned the risk of losing weight too quickly on this show before, but in your case, we need to ask whether losing 24 pounds or so over the course of about 2.5 months is safe and realistic. Most health professionals and large health organizations agree that losing 1 to 2 pounds of body weight each week is safe. So what happens if we lose more than the recommended 2 pounds per week? Well, here are some of the risks associated with losing weight too quickly. 1, dehydration. 2, loss of muscle mass. 3, an imbalance of minerals in the body like sodium and potassium. 4, low blood sugar. 5, feeling abnormally fatigued or tired all the time. And 6, possible damage to the heart. Now, this doesn't mean all the things I just mentioned will definitely happen if you lose more than 2 pounds per week, or will necessarily happen to everyone. Instead, it's important to keep these in mind to weigh, pun intended, any potential risks and benefits. In fact, losing any more than 2 pounds per week usually requires medical supervision. What ends up happening is folks need to go in every couple of weeks for some blood tests to make sure, again, that those minerals in the body are in balance. And they're not putting too much stress on their kidneys from the dehydration or the loss of muscle mass. When you lose muscle, your kidneys have to process that. So let's go back to your specific goal, Rosanna. If we were to say that you should lose no more than 2 pounds per week, and you have about 10 weeks to do this, which equates to about 2.5 months, this means that you could safely lose 20 pounds. What this means is we can safely get you very close to your goal weight within this period of time. That's the good news. Now, in order to be successful here, it's important to consider a lifestyle approach when trying to safely lose this weight. When we look at the causes of weight gain and the best methods for weight loss, it really comes down to doing a few things consistently. And you longtime listeners will probably be able to predict what I'm about to say. Tip number 1, calorie control. One of the best ways to monitor the calories you consume is not necessarily using an app or a computer program. It's simply by writing everything down. So immediately after you finish a meal, a snack, or really take a bite or sip of anything, write it down. Write down what you ate or drank, how much you consumed to the best of your ability, where you were when you ate, your dining room table, on the couch in front of the TV, at a restaurant, your car, etc. And ideally, how you were feeling when you ate. Were you hungry? Or were you just bored? Or were you feeling tired, etc. Now, this serves a number of functions. It will make you more aware of what you're consuming, which in turn will make you rethink how much of what you are consuming, and whether you're more likely to partake in distracted eating, and whether you tend to eat when you're actually hungry, or for other reasons altogether. So it's really not about adding up your calories per se, but it's getting an idea in your mind about how much and when and where you eat. Just by knowing you have to write down what and how much you ate and drank, you may find yourself magically planning your meals in advance, which is a nice side effect. In fact, writing down what you eat is such an amazing tool that anytime you feel like you're going off track with your weight loss, start taking notes again. And again, all of this will magically happen without you even having to do any math. All right, the next most important tool for safe weight loss is, drumroll please, a la Clark Griswold, staying active. So tip number two, stay active. Now, when you work out, especially if you incorporate some resistance training, you increase the size of your muscles. When you increase your muscle mass, you burn more calories. The other day, my students asked me, how can we gain muscle? We want to gain more muscle. What I told them is, you have to create a demand for more muscle. In order to create demand for more muscle, you've got to do some resistance training. Now, when we restrict our calorie intake to try and lose weight, the body likes to do this because it uses that muscle for fuel. But if you incorporate a mix of weight training and cardiovascular activity like walking, swimming, bicycling, etc., this will actually help preserve muscle, even when you're trying to lose weight. Now, Rosanna, you mentioned that you have a muscular issue near your stomach. Now, this could mean we're talking about your abdominals, or it could mean your oblique muscles. There are lots of muscles in that area. So this, of course, could impact exercises that engage your back and your legs in addition to your abs. So without more specific information, I'm going to be hesitant to recommend any specific exercises, only because I don't want to cause more harm than good. So what I would recommend is speak with your physician or licensed physical therapist. They can recommend safe exercises for you. And hopefully the exercises they recommend are fun as well. You'll be more likely to do them and stay consistent over the long term. All right, on to the next recommendation. Tip number three, social support. Your motivation is very high right now, so we need a way to keep that momentum going. If you're going to truly be successful at losing weight and actually keeping it off in the long term, having the support of your friends and family is crucial. Since weight loss is your goal, let it be known to those around you and those you trust. That way, when you get frustrated or when you feel like it's not going as well as you'd hoped, you have them for support. And hopefully, they'll want to join you in your quest. Next, tip number four, change your environment. Remember the old adage, out of sight, out of mind? This really works. I'll give you an example. Recently, a family member was telling me how they couldn't remember to take their new medication every day at the right time like they're supposed to. What I recommended was they leave the medication out on the counter, of course, away from direct sunlight, but in an area that was clearly visible to them. Sure enough, it worked like a charm. Seeing that medication bottle on the countertop in a high traffic area as a constant reminder led to the behavior occurring regularly. This same idea can be applied to the foods we eat. Keep those foods that you want to consume more of, like fruits and vegetables, in plain sight. And those that you want to eat less frequently, tuck those away. It works like a charm. So Rosanna, I would say your goal should be to lose about 20 pounds over the next 10 weeks, or an average of about 2 pounds per week. Now, you may not hit your goal every week along the way, but on the flip side, there may be weeks where you end up losing a little bit more. So have patience, stay the course, and before you know it, you will reach your goal. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you again for the question, Rosanna. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book from us. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com. Once you're on the main site, there's a red bar along the side of the page that you can click on and record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call us. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description that you can find at oldpodcast.com. That'll do it for this week. Thank you for listening every day and all the way through. Thank you for sharing this show with a friend. Thank you for being a subscriber. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you back here on Monday. Your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.